Yeah, what's up, everybody? How's it going?
Oh shit!
It's your
I
boy
thought I had a good
Shigeru
bit. What the
Miyamoto
fuck?
here. What's up,
Wow,
baby?
Shigeru!
We're
wow,
here for
man.
episode
Thanks for
33.
Joining us, Mr. Miyamoto.
No
Huge
problem.
Fan.
Absolutely no problem. We're
Huge.
Here live on this lovely Friday for episode 33 of the Save Data Cast, your bi-weekly, usually gaming discussion show, where we talk news, reviews, and predictions. That's right, baby. We got E3 Summer Game Fest predictions. Am I bringing Fire Emblem to you this year? Probably not, but you know.
Oh, Shiggy, you crafty bastard.
Probably not, but
oh,
I had to give you hope there for a second. You know, just like Advance Wars, giving you hope that I was going to release that. And then not twice.
Don't talk to Jason about that.
That one's not really your fault, though, Shiggy.
Well, it depends if you ask Jason or not.
But yeah, I'm your host, Shigeru Miyamoto. Hope you're all doing well. Joined today by the man that's on vacation, sort of, Zach.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, Shigeru. You know what I'm trying to say here?
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's definitely past that in Japan, dude.
Shigi, let's as soon as this podcast is over, let's go chain smoke like you're known to do.
Am I?
Shigeru Miyamoto smokes so many cigarettes. Everybody talks about it.
I mean, of course I knew that. I just thought I needed to
course,
quiz you.
Of course I know that I smoke cigarettes.
I needed to quiz you, you know? Also sure. Joined by the Ace Attorney himself. That's Pridge.
I don't have any funny bits, but I appreciate everyone else's bits.
That's hey, true. I mean, listen, didn't warn you about this. Didn't tell you Shigeru was going to make an appearance on this show, you know?
No. David did not let us know that. So I for one am shocked.
Are we getting a Nintendo Direct this month? I don't know. I mean,
that's also a big question.
I know. I'm just not going to tell you all. You know, I can't do that here on this Save Data Cast. Couldn't do that here. That's for the Nintendo Twitter to reveal, you know?
Okay, I can't breathe with that. That's
yeah, I was gonna wonder how long this is gonna last.
Okay. Yeah, that came from a joke someone posted probably 4 months ago, maybe longer, about getting a Todd Howard standing person, like cardboard cutout. And I went and looked for one and I didn't find one, but I did find Shigeru Miyamoto.
That's incredible.
Best $5 I've spent in a long time.
Todd, who's laughing now, you know?
Who's laughing now? Folks, welcome. It is episode 33, like I said earlier. We love to have you, and we love some of you more than others, sorry to say. Listen, our patrons, we love more than the other ones, all right? They're our favorite children.
Listen, you don't have to give us money for us to like you. Like, that's
No. I'm not saying we don't like you if you're not a patron. I'm saying if you're a patron, we like you more. It's like a parent can have three children and love all of them, but they still have
Bring
a favorite.
Bring back Shigeru. I don't know about this. This is terrible energy to start this show with.
Folks, here's the poker rap.
Thank them, gotta thank them all. Gotta thank them all, our Patreons!
Vertebrum, Les, Bandicoot Commando, Ka, Dave, Chattanabe, and Sofino, HSM, Earn, Tsunayama, Antelester, Kevin, Asian, and Alucha!
Shout out to Jacob Bell, A73, don't forget Nicola, Mystic, Woody!
Dessert Boy Man, Jadwap, Rickrat, Katja, Traveling in a Box, and Snowcat, Alex, Forensic Back, Fofilla, Archaeopter, Rigadee, and Sabilla!
Thank them, gotta thank them all, gotta thank them all, our Patreons!
So well.
Oh, I imagine
you wrote it.
You wrote it and performed it and probably had to do several takes.
I did, but like, it's to the point where like, now there's two other names I'm trying to add in. And in my head, while I was walking Magnus, I was like, okay, I can change the syllables here. That will work. That'll fit there. Okay, let's. It's like playing Tetris, but it's music.
Oh, that's the Patreon rap in a nutshell, folks. You know, before we get into our predictions, namely Zach, I really want to know what you've been playing. Because, like, me and Pridge, we talked about this last week. I have no idea what the fuck you've been playing.
I actually have been playing a game. I will say I have not probably touched it for the better part of a week. I did boot it up today. It's called Eastward.
I've heard of it.
It is an indie game. Some of the best pixel art this side of the Mississippi. I do believe it's made by two people, which is very impressive. Because not only is this game like visually gorgeous, it does some really cool things. So I got to spoil probably the first 2 hours of the game just to explain this game.
That's fine.
But I hope that you'll go with me on this walk and that if this sounds good, you'll still pick it up. Basically, you start the game as John, a completely mute protagonist in this world of talking people. But like, hey, in this video game, you go with it. And like the game kind of does like tongue in cheek make fun of that. But it's not to say that John doesn't have a personality, because John does like react in cutscenes in ways that you're like, OK, I know what John's priorities are. But John, before the game starts, he lives in this town that is underground, and that is the only world they know. According to them, the rest of the world died due to a miasma that killed all life on the surface of the earth. John, before the game starts, finds this girl in a capsule. Her name is Sam. He essentially adopts her, and they're living a life together. He is a digger, which is really just a miner, but he is like the best. Dude is like strong as an ox. So doesn't say anything. Also is an incredible cook. That is like very core canon to the game, is that John is a very good cook.
So it's not,
which, hey, there's cooking in the game too. It's very much like Breath of the Wild's cooking system, where it's like throw in three ingredients, you can add some spice to it, and the spice will give like a bonus effect. Like if you add spice, it will, or add a flavor to it. If you add spice, you'll get an attack boost for a minute. If you add like sugar, you'll get a defense boost for a minute, stuff like that. And according to the thing, there's like 70 different recipes in this game. So there's a lot of crazy shit you can do. I am, according to my in-game clock, about 15 hours in. I imagine I'm probably closer to 10. That being said, this game is fantastic. It does have some pacing problems for sure, but very quickly on, a series of circumstances leads you to get banished from this town underground, and they're like, we're going to put you on this train, and that train's going to take you to the surface, and you're going to instantly die because the miasma. Plot twist, the world is rebuilding. life is totally fine on the surface. But double plot twist, Sam, who you found in this capsule, who is like adorable. This child is great. Her animations are so cute. I would die for her.
Anya Forger?
Yeah, genuinely. And like anytime something happens, she does this little happy dance sprite, and it's so fucking cute. And you get to the surface, you meet this other town, and it's like very chill and slow. And there's this woman that like very much loves John and like wants John to like settle down with her and all this stuff. And it kind of seems like, hey, this is going to be a one big happy family moment. But one day you're out doing a chore and you find this like underground facility that is very high tech. And you're like, oh, that's weird. Cause nothing is high tech in this world. And then the plot becomes like the midway plot point of Horizon Zero Dawn, where the entire world has been eliminated once, and this is like the world is regrouping, and it's not clear yet what the deal is, but like Sam is somehow linked to this because Sam's presence in the facility reactivates the miasma. And like it sets off this whole chain of events, and it's really cool. There's a lot of really cool shit. Again, the pacing isn't always great. The combat, it's fine. I wish there was a dodge roll, but like it's fine. But there's like really cool puzzle solving combat moments scattered throughout it. And again, the biggest thing this game has is charm. It has charm in spades. The amount of sprite work that was done for this game is simply staggering, because even the most minute little character, and there are many, like there is a point where there is like, I've probably met over 50 characters in this game. And each, like almost every single one of them, if you talk to them, like their face will make 7 different expressions on the screen. And this is all like tiny, cute sprite work. And it is shocking the amount of expressions that they are able to get from the space. Also, holy shit, just forgot the other really cool thing this game does. In the universe of the game, there is a game called Earthborn. Yes. It's very obviously Earthbound. it is like 100%. Like you boot up the game and it is a black and white like Dragon Quest 1 or 2 game. To a fucking T. Like you have 3 party members. It's turn-based combat. You're walking around the world. The goal of the game is to stop the demon lord, who after 7 days of in-game time will set off the miasma that will kill the world. The plot in this computer game that you can play inside the game mirrors the plot of the real game in so many cool and interesting ways.
Okay.
Like you meet a character in the game called the Princess. Later on in the game, you meet a character called Prince, like people nickname Princess, and like they kind of have a similar function. You meet a merchant and his monkey. Later in the game, you meet a salesman who has like this little robotic child that follows him around, and like they function in a similar way.
So it's just like very, very good foreshadowing.
Yeah, it's super cool. And like, one thing that you have to decide what you care about, because they also have a gachapon game that become like Miis that when you play use while playing this game within the game give you power-ups, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
And then like also to get to the in-game 7 days in this game within a game does take about 25 minutes of playtime. Okay. So you have to decide how many times you want to put money because it's free to play, how many times you want to play Earthborn, because I played it 3 times and I'm like, all right, I kind of don't want to play this again until I know I'm going to beat Earthborn, because it's a lot of time to commit away from the main game, which I do find interesting. But there's a lot of really cool shit in this game. And if anything I've said has interested you, I do encourage you to check it out. I don't think it's on Game Pass, so I think you have to buy it. But it's available on Switch, and I think it was $20 or $25.
Okay.
Do
you know how long the game's supposed to be, like how to beat it or anything?
I think it's in the 20s.
Okay.
I'll double check that really quick. But Eastward is the name of the game. It is 20 hours is what they say.
Thanks.
Okay. Rad.
It sounds fun. Is the overworld like, is it 2D Zelda-like?
Yes, okay. 2D top-down Zelda-like. You get different gear throughout the game, and there's like an upgrade system that is, it's super not fleshed out. But, you literally like, the first upgrade you get is bombs that you can use to blow up walls. Like, it's straight up. But it does a cool thing where like at a certain point in the game, John, you can control both characters, John and Sam. And John is like your attacker. He's physically strong, can actually do damage. Sam cannot do damage, but she has like some magic spells that can stun people and stuff. And they do a lot of like, here's combat and here's puzzle solving. And then sometimes they do like, here's timed puzzle solving. We're like, I mean, I mentioned it already. The miasma is coming to kill you. And it's like, shit, John can't open this door, but Sam can use her magic. And so you have to split up. And then it's like, John has a flamethrower, so John can burn these trees down that are blocking Sam's path, and then you have to switch back to Sam and do this magic. And meanwhile, like the miasma is coming across the side of the screen, and you're like, "Fuck, fuck, 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 fuck." It's pretty good. Game's got some cool shit going on. Again, there are problems with it. It's pacing. I'd probably give it an 8, but if you like this kind of game, I definitely think it's worth checking out.
Thank you. Yeah. That sounds rad.
Bullshit.
Also, thank you, George's Kalush, for the Prime sub in the middle.
Yeah, thank you, George.
I accidentally had alerts disabled, so it's back on now. Appreciate it. But that's that game sounds rad. There's too many. Did that come out this year or was that last year?
I think it came out last year. I heard about it a while ago and like had it on list. And there was just a day where I was like, I need something to play on my Switch, and I don't want to go back and play Legends Arceus. So it's like, I'll just get a new indie game. And that's what I settled on.
Thank you. Dope. Pridge, you been playing anything?
Yeah, dude. Persona 5.
Oh, yeah.
Persona 5 Royal.
You still haven't beaten it yet, Pridge? God, jeez.
I'm not yet. I was almost going to be late today because I didn't realize the part I was getting to was going to force me to do 3 boss fights in a row.
Woof.
Oh, okay.
But I was able to beat them and finish dinner and still get here in time.
Heck yeah.
But yeah, no, other than that, some floppy nights on the side.
How is it?
Oh, it's very fun. It's yeah. really good. Yeah.
Did you
how do all the different like decks feel?
So I've only unlocked the second deck.
Okay.
I've tried it only a couple times because obviously my plants deck is just so much more filled out.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get past the demo that like Ian?
Oh yeah, yeah. The demo was like the first two worlds. I'm on world 4.
Okay,
nice.
And also the demo didn't have the challenge levels, which are a really good addition.
What are the challenge levels?
It gives you a set deck and tells you to complete a challenge. So you don't get to build your own deck. It just gives you what you have to use. And oftentimes get to this point in one turn. A lot of defeat this in a certain number of turns or don't lose any units. So it's a lot of just specialty objectives along with not letting you choose your deck. So they're an extra bit of, again, more difficult than the story levels, which is nice.
Nice.
Yeah. But that's the main two things.
Hell yeah. For me, I talked about playing wanting to start playing Valkyria Chronicles last week, and I did. And that game fucks.
Yeah.
It's so goddamn good.
Yeah. I'm honestly shocked that it took you this long to play it, because I knew that this would be a David game.
So fucking good, dude. I'm not that far. I think I'm like chapter somewhere between like 5 and 7. I just beat the first like what I'm assuming is the first like big super tank boss or whatever.
Is that the one where you're in the desert and
what's her face shows up and then mercs half your team? Yeah.
Is that the one where you have to like shoot rubble to create things that you can hide behind?
You shoot rubble to move it so that the tank has to stop and shoot it so the reactor.
Okay, I know I know exactly what level that is.
Which was going real smooth until you know who showed up and fucking ruined my day.
Yeah.
She really does, doesn't she?
I think I remember playing that while like Jason was watching me. I might have been like, this might have been like pre-save data streaming, or maybe I was just like streaming it exclusively to him. I was very thankful because he was like, hey, I had to replay this mission because I didn't know a certain thing was going to happen.
Yeah.
So I suggest you do this.
I did have to replay the mission.
I really appreciate that because that would have pissed me off.
I did have to replay it because she just came in and fucking wiped the floor with like all of my infantry folks.
Yeah, there are like 2 or 3 missions in that game. Like, luckily it's not meant, but there are like 2 or 3 missions where not knowing what the sort of mid level shift is completely fucks you over.
Just real big, because I've been cruising through the game. Like, it's not hard.
Yeah.
Especially because you can like revive your teammates basically if they go down. It's like I wasn't having any issues, and like she popped up and I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I do think it is a Fire Emblem game through and through, mixed in with like bits of a couple other games. So like you have the like aiming and shooting part, which is kind of its own. You could argue it stole from Battalion Wars, but who played Battalion Wars anyway?
No one
no one played Battalion Wars. But a lot of it so far is very Skies of Arcadia, and I am here for that. I totally get why like Vice and Ika and Fina are in the game.
It literally has Vice in the game.
Well, yeah, they're in there, but like I just thought that was like, oh, someone who worked on it just like wanted to bring them in. It was like an easy way to do it. Like,
and they also made him one of the best controllable characters.
That's not shocking. I haven't gotten Vice yet. I got Ika and I got Fina as a medic. Well, technically it's a pair of triplets, whatever, but they come and help people, but I haven't gotten Vice yet. But like, no, the enemy is the fucking Empire from Skies of Arcadia. It's the same fucking people. Even the prince person who's wearing the white and gold and blonde hair, same prince as in Skies of Arcadia, except competent. And then like the black suited person with white hair and red eyes, who's really good with the sword? Oh, that's just fucking Ramirez from Skies of Arcadia, who also follows around someone in the Empire. It's Skies of Arcadia, but turn-based and with tanks instead of airships. And boy, am I fucking here for that. It's so good. Also, Isara is the best sister. I will protect her with everything that I have. And
Isara
is
the best.
How dare people be racist towards her? How fucking dare they?
Racists are lame.
She's the best.
To put it mildly.
No, dude, she's such a dope, like, adopted sister. She, like, just has a tank that she fixed up in your barn. Like, what a fucking badass.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll just, like, stand up to racists. Like, she'll
fix up their dad's old car. She fixed up her dad's old tank.
Mm-hmm. Hot take, racists are lame. Yeah, exactly.
I know.
I mean, listen, for a podcast hosted by three white dudes, that might be a hot take.
Three white dudes talking about video games. We're really breaking new ground over
breaking
here.
Breaking new ground. Have I played anything else? Oh, you know, I did play. I have to. Yeah. What is the phrase for this? Take it with a grain of salt. I work for Activision Blizzard, but I've been playing Diablo Immortal since it came out like yesterday.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
And I've not played a Diablo game. I played like Torchlight, and I didn't really like Torchlight. Okay. Which was like the closest, and people were like, oh, it's like Diablo, and I didn't really like it. So I was like,
if
I probably won't...
Torchlight, I'm a little skeptical.
I'm like, I probably won't like this game, but I'm actually kind of enjoying Diablo Immortal. I played it a little on like half on phone, half on computer so far, probably 4 or 5 hours. I'm like level 30 ish.
It's completely crossplay, right?
Yeah, it's crossplay. As long as you are like on the same server and your BattleNet account.
Oh,
okay. If you switch servers, you have to level up a whole new character. It's kind of dated there, not gonna lie. Kind of dated.
Yeah.
Dated on that one.
It's the same thing with V Rising, and I found out the hard way on that one.
Yeah, it felt like they looked at WoW as an example, and it was like, well, WoW got made in 2004, so like released. So maybe don't use that as your example. But like, I'm having a surprising amount of fun with it. I'm playing the Crusader, so I'm like sword and board and killing people using magic consecration stuff. Having a lot of fun. I'm not super paying attention to the story a whole lot, not gonna lie. Thought Deckard Cain was evil in the first 30 minutes when I met him, so
Deckard Cain, wait. Deckard Cain's back?
So Immortal takes place like between some of the other games. I don't know which ones.
Okay, I was like, listen, I'm a hardcore Deckard Cain stan. Stay a while and listen. Come on.
Yeah, they make Deckard Cain a they just made a reference to that line.
Diablo 3.
Okay. I think this takes place between 2 and 3.
Okay,
I
want to
say.
Sense.
I thought it was 3 and 4, but I guess it's 2 and 3 if he's still alive.
Because I remember in the middle of Diablo 3, when it came out, I was playing this game with Wes in Indiana, because we were doing a summer stock job there together. And we had the worst fucking Wi-Fi, and we got it at launch, which if you know anything about Diablo 3's launch, it is one of the worst online launches of all time, and that is saying something because there's been 20 years to get worse.
And it has a famous error code. Your launch has to be pretty bad to have a famous error code.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. when Deckard Cain died in the middle of that game, I was like, yo, this is a huge deal. And Wes was like, I don't know who this is. And I was like, damn it.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I just was talking to him shortly, like a couple hours ago. I had some free game time during work today. And like, he said, like, stay a while. And it wasn't listen. It was like, hear what I'm going to tell you. Because they're like, we don't want to say exactly the thing. But yeah, if you know, you know, you know.
Also, just to really quick dispel the myth, Octavio in the chat, we are alive.
We are.
What's up? Alive. Welcome. Thank you for the follow.
but like, honestly, I'm having a good time with it. Like, it's fun. I don't know how long I'll stick with it. Though some of the microtransaction stuff, I'm not a huge fan of. Shocker.
See, David, I want to get you in on V Rising, because if you'll play that.
Just give me one of the codes. I'll play it with you. All right.
Yeah, we have three more codes. They gave us three more.
Just give me one of the codes one day when you want to play with someone. I'll hop on and play with you. I surrender.
Me and Elise played one extra night And we had a we got a little bit farther than we did in the stream. We had a blast. I had so much fun.
Yeah, I'll play.
That game is basically Diablo plus
like base building and
And crafting. And I was like, this is fucking rad. Give me this.
Yeah, I'm having fun so far. I haven't hit like, you know, I'm level 30. I haven't hit end game where it gets like basically just grinding, right? So I'm having fun so far. The phone controls surprisingly good. I'm shocked at how well it plays on a mobile device. Like, full stop. I don't play mobile games. Just don't. The only thing I use my phone for gaming is emulating other games, like emulating PS1 games, which I use with an attached controller. So I'm not using like the phone controls because the phone controls on the emulators are garbage.
Picross and not words, and that's it. You know.
I play a little Monument Valley, I guess, and
Monument Valley, that's a good game.
Oh yeah. God, what's the other? Oh, there's one. It's an indie game. It's about like a couple's relationship. I want to say it begins with like an F or something.
Oh, oh, Florence. It Takes Two.
Florence, thank you, Florence. I played Florence Too, which was also good.
Hit mobile game. It Takes Two.
Yeah, on phones.
On phones now.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks. That's my prediction. It Takes Two on phones out now.
Oh fuck, we still have to talk predictions.
We do have to talk predictions. I won't talk.
We can always end the episode of talking about what we've been playing for 30 minutes.
It hasn't been that. It hasn't been that long.
A great YouTube
it's
video.
Been like 2025. No. But yeah, that's really all I have to say is like it plays surprisingly well on phone. I don't know how the other Diablo games play, but this one's basically. You get your basic attack and four abilities that you can have active, and then you have a selection of abilities that you can pick from and slot into those slots. And then you have an ultimate ability as well that like you charge up by attacking and using spells and stuff. Nice. So it's fun so far. I haven't got to the grindy parts yet, which I imagine is where the microtransactions are really gonna fucking hit. Is my assumption. But
if you've played it that much and you haven't hit a grind, then I'm like, okay, that's pretty impressive.
I mean, I'm seeing where it could be right now, but I'm not being forced to grind yet. Like there's these challenge called there's Elder Rifts and Challenge Rifts or something, which is basically just doing dungeons and going through them, kill a boss, get to the end, you get a reward. Which looks grindy, but I haven't had to do it yet because I can still do more story content. So I just did a couple and moved on, which I imagine when you get to the end game and you're actually trying to get like, you know, best in slot gear and stuff so that you can beat the next big end game boss or whatever, that's where that's going to come in and probably where the microtransactions come in, because it looks like to get like the good loot from the Elder Rifts, you have to use like a token that you can only get like one a week for free.
Fair.
Or you can pay like $1, $1.50, $2, something like that for one of them, which seems kind of steep, but I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. I think a lot of the other reviews have been like, hey, this is a solid game, but the microtransactions can be eh, and that's probably where I'm going to sit at the end. That's about it. I'm having a good time so far. I'll keep playing, especially since I can play on my phone and not sit at my PC and play it. So that makes me feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't have said prior to 2020, but you know, here we fucking are.
Dude, I'm so anti. Honestly, I put my name on the list to get a Steam Deck.
Me too.
Even though right now I can't afford it. But in October, when there's a chance that I might be put on the waiting list for it, I'm going to be so stoked. to pay that $600 for.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty stoked too. For the same thing, and by then probably who knows, maybe the world will open up more, but whatever. I've looked at like getting some other PC handhelds because like Steam Deck kind of made the market shift a bit and it's getting cheaper and stuff too, so
yeah. I mean, it's like hearing every other like gaming podcast media outlet talk about how much they love the Steam Deck, I'm like, fuck, I wasn't gonna get this, but this is going to change the way I'm gonna become a lease where I'll actually finish video games.
Elise is like a triple capital G gamer with how many games she finishes.
Gamer.
Most of us finish video games, Zach.
Yeah, I think it's just you really out of the
When you say you're gonna be like Elise, it makes it sound like you're gonna play Destiny for 3,000 hours.
Oh yes.
I don't know. Maybe I'll get into Destiny when I have a Steam Deck.
Giga Gamer with all G's capital. That's the triple capital G gamer.
Giga Gamer.
Damn, that's a lot of capital G's.
But folks, let's get into predictions. It's that time of year. It's Summer Game Fest. E3 is probably dead, but you know what? Jeff Keighley's here with the Summer Keighleys to save us all from the dearth of gaming news. The Summer Keighleys. I guess if you don't know, next week, June 9th at, I want to say 11 Pacific, 2 Eastern, I'm pretty sure. There is the Summer Game Fest. It's going to be like 2 or 3 hours long. Tons of game reveals. Tons of stuff. It's going to be a blast, hopefully. There's also going to be a Devolver Direct, like an hour after that one ends.
Hell yeah, there is.
I think there's like a future game show. There's a Wholesome Direct. There is a Xbox and Bethesda Showcase on the June 12th. There's a bunch of stuff happening. I think the only people that have not announced anything that are major are Ubisoft is not part of Summer Game Fest, and they have said they're not going to do a Ubisoft forward till later this year. So presumably no Ubisoft games unless they're part of the Keighley Fest.
Their name didn't show up on the list, right?
And it wasn't on the list, so there's probably not going to be any Ubisoft at the Keighleys.
That's kind of wild. I thought they would show something. But
I thought with the Skull and Bones leaks they would show something, but that's a good point.
Actually, I was trying to think like what they would show, but yeah, the Skull and Bone leaks would give them something to show.
And like theoretically, if Beyond Good and Evil 2 is still being developed, it should be around time to show something. But like,
David, stop it!
Listen, I led that with theoretically if it's still being developed, Pridge. That's as much as I'll give up. All right,
like I'm doing this to yourself. They don't have something to even like hint about. Well, oh no, also the Mario plus Rabbids
and Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope supposed to come out this year. They said it's still coming this fiscal year, which could mean spring.
You're right. Thank you.
But they said that for like 4 games. So like, are they all going to be spring? I don't know. let's see. Nintendo hasn't made any announcements about a direct, and they're not partnered with Keighley. That the partner with Keighley thing, not a surprise.
You're right. The partner with Keighley thing, not a surprise. I am surprised that they haven't said anything about a direct, although they are at this point the ones to announce a direct 2 days before.
They are.
And then it's like, here is our entire slate for the next 7 months. Yep. And I'm like, Nintendo, why?
Like, I would be shocked if they didn't have a direct in the next 2 or 3 months that just has like all their stuff for summer and fall. So they haven't said anything. Let's see. PlayStation is partnered, and they just had a showcase, or not a showcase, sorry, State of Play yesterday. But they're also partnered with Keighley.
Back in the chat does say after Zach predicting God of War Ragnarok yesterday and it didn't show up, I can't trust any of Zach's guesses. Yo, Beck, I didn't think it was gonna be there. I'm listening to a lot of other people in the industry being like, oh, it's gonna show up at Keighley's thing. And I refuse to believe that, but I also have to believe that because there's no way
my fantasy critic has to believe it.
There's no way they're not showing this thing this month. And unless they're going to announce another State of Play or Sony presentation at the end of this month.
I want to say EA hasn't announced that they're doing anything yet. And I don't think they were on the Keighley list. They're not.
They are.
They're doing something later this month.
They are on the Keighley list, but I don't think they've announced a like EA Play or anything.
Really?
Okay. So like the big hitters that are on the actual Keighley list, we got 2K, Activision, Atlus, Bandai Namco, Capcom's on there, which is interesting because they just showed a shitload at the PlayStation thing.
Did they just show like Street Fighter yesterday?
They showed Street Fighter, 2 Resident Evil things, and another thing I think that I'm forgetting.
Here's my answer to the Capcom thing.
They're gonna show it again.
Yeah. The trailer's gonna double up.
Yeah.
Who else we got? We had Deep Silver, who's part of, I think, 2K, so I don't know why they're listed twice. They're all Embracer. Or no, Deep Silver's Embracer Group, not 2K. EA's on there. Epic Games is on there. Netflix is doing their thing with Keighley. Mediatonic, who I don't know why they're listed separately from Epic Games anymore. Sega, Skybound, Studio MDHR, PlayStation, Square Enix, Steam. So presumably Valve's doing something with them. Xbox, Warner Brothers, and the Tribeca Festival, which is also a thing that's coming up that I forgot to say earlier when we talked about events. So they have a lot of partners. There's a lot of stuff coming. There's a lot of presentations. There's a lot of room for completely blind speculation that we can make right here and right now. So
it's my favorite time of year for listening to gaming podcasts. Like, oh baby.
It's great because, like, it's all speculation because the people that know things don't say the things that they know. Yeah. It's great. Except for Jeff Grubb. But, like I was listening to some of the other predictions, and, like, Greg was like, oh, Greg Miller from Kinda Funny. Go watch the episode we did with him. It was a great episode. Was like, oh, I could make a prediction, but no, I know too much about that, so he doesn't. So I'm like, more people are like that. So there's things coming, you know, folks? Let's see. I made a pretty big list. I did some research for this one. I had some time today. So I'm going to start us off. And I figure we'll just go around till we're out of predictions. We're bored. It's been too long. Whatever.
Yeah.
And there's not, like, previous years, we had a bunch of stuff that we knew going in. Whereas this year, I feel like, is very blind. Feel like I'm wearing Zach's sunglasses. Can't see a goddamn thing. So, like, I don't even have, like, usually I'll give you a couple things, like, hey, do we see this game? Do we see this game? I don't have, like, any of that. Maybe we'll talk about God of War 2.
But, like, yeah, give me some help.
That's about it. So, let's see. Which do I want to talk about? Okay, I know which one I want to talk about first. So, there is a studio up in Canada, primarily, called Cloud Chamber. They're under 2K, and a long time ago, the date of which I forget, but a long time ago, they had mentioned, and in a leak from NVIDIA, there was the BioShock 4. They were working on it. The NVIDIA leak said it was BioShock 2022.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about the NVIDIA leaks a lot.
We're gonna talk about the NVIDIA leaks a lot here. But while I don't believe that BioShock 2022 is a real date for that game, I do think that during the Summer Game Fest, the new BioShock 4 is going to be premiered. CG trailer, all the works at the Keighley's. 2K is on the list. They're the ones publishing this. They own the rights to BioShock. So I think we're going to get the reveal for BioShock 4, and it will be coming out next year.
I hope so. I can't say if I feel confident about that, but I sure hope so.
I will say, if it doesn't show up at Summer Game Fest, it's gonna be a Game Awards thing. Like,
see, I could see that more.
And it could be both.
David, that would be... I forgot about BioShock. Oh, that would be
I mean, it'd be crazy.
I would be on my feet.
Because imagine if they're really in the pocket with Jeff here. They have a cinematic reveal.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, tune in for the Game Awards in December for the gameplay reveal for BioShock 4, baby!
I can't stress enough how fucking hype the original BioShock reveal trailer was. Because again, you know, I didn't see it at the time. This shit looked fucking photorealistic, even though it clearly wasn't. Oh, what was that?
Beck made a really good comment.
What?
Beck made a really good comment in the chat. Zach's so excited he turned into a pigeon there. That's really good. It's really good.
Fucking hate pigeons. Kill them all. But like that cut, like the trailer was of combat, of first person combat, but it was obviously not in engine. And like dude turning his hand into fucking bees and throwing them at a Big Daddy and then he beats somebody, and then a Big Daddy comes from behind and drills him through the chest, and he looks down and there's a drill just going through his chest. That is like, it was so, and everybody was like, what the fuck is this game? That shit was fucking hype as fuck.
I want to go watch it now that you just told me. Such a good trailer. It sounds so good.
Absolutely immaculate. Like, listen, I was a kid watching that and I was like, fuck me! I want to play this!
If we don't get it Summer Game Fest, it's got to be Game Awards, because that thing has to be revealed pretty soon. Because like, they basically revealed it in a blog that they were working on it to hire people. So,
I want them to wait until they got a bit more. I don't think they have enough yet.
I think they have. I think they have enough for a cinematic.
Do you remember when that blog was? What they were hiring people for?
No, I thought about looking for it, but I didn't have time.
I got it.
It was a while ago, though. Like,
because I could see them having something very small at the ready.
That's why I said cinematic because they could tweak
a very short cinematic and a title card.
This was reported in April of last year.
Oh, thought it was farther.
Me too. If this was 2020, I'd say we could see something. I think 2021 is not looking good.
There's no way that. Okay, so Cloud Chamber, the studio, was founded in 2019.
Fair.
So they've been working on it since 2019. I feel like they could show it. I don't know if they will. Oh, okay. It was December 9th, 2019, the first one. New BioShock game announced being developed by new 2K studio Cloud Chamber.
I bet back then, though, it was so much in early development. I bet it didn't get started in like hardcore development until maybe 2020, late 2020, early 2021. That combined with pandemic, I think we don't see this till December at the earliest.
You could be right, but I want to see it. I want to see that. I've only played Infinite, and I still want to see it. I've got
things on my list that I'm like, this isn't happening, but I want it to. Then you're crazy.
Oh, we actually, I wrote some of my list before the PlayStation thing. We actually got a couple of them, so I got to cross things off my list.
Yeah, fuck that PlayStation thing for fucking up some of my predictions.
Final Fantasy 16 perfect prediction needs to
Final
go away.
Final Fantasy 16 one was definitely something that. Reasonable amount of people would have predicted to show up at Summer Games Fest. And it almost feels like this PlayStation thing was like the precursor to Summer Games Fest.
It doesn't even feel wrong to say
it was a correct prediction.
There was some pretty surprising third party stuff there that I did not expect would be there. So,
like what?
Well, I mean, I don't think I expected Final Fantasy 16 to be there.
Oh, I did.
I expected to be at Keeley's thing.
No, they got a marketing deal with PlayStation. They've only shown Final Fantasy at PlayStation stuff. That's true.
But also, like, this is just like Capcom's fucking hour at PlayStation.
Yeah, they're gonna show it again at the Keeleys.
And they're definitely gonna show the same fucking trailer or the same game. They might change up the trailer slightly, but it's like, Leon Kennedy said, "Come at me, bruh." In this trailer, he didn't say that in the other one. That's a famous line from Resident Evil 4.
Is it really?
He says something at me, bro. No, thank you, bro. Or something like that in Resident Evil 4. And it's likely going to be cut from this game and people are sad about it.
That's fair.
Understandably, because that game had a lot of really great like B action moments. And everything we've heard about it is that they want to make this more serious and dark. And I kind of feel like that's a weird choice because Resident Evil always kind of has a campy attitude to it.
I feel like even though they say it's going to be more serious and dark, it's still going to have some campiness.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like Resident Evil Village levels of campy instead of like Resident Evil 5 levels of campy or 6, whichever.
Well, 5 and 6 are off those got off the fucking rails and they had to course correct. 4, though, is the one that everyone's like, this is perfect.
Sakuramaneku. So Capcom now has an excuse to re-release RE4 until PS9. Yes, they do. They absolutely do.
Yes.
Because they also announced they're going to add a VR thing for RE4 remake, which means they'll have another excuse to re-release
fucking
it.
Resident Evil. Just today, Imran Khan was on Kind of Funny. And basically, he was like, my reporting indicates that this is going to be more serious. Because the logic behind that is, you can get Resident Evil 4 on any console today. And honestly, that gameplay still holds up pretty well. So they're like, we're going to kind of re-envision this
to make it
different.
Okay, I gotcha.
And part of me is kind of bummed, but part of me is like, yeah, I totally get that. Like, I don't want to fucking play Final Fantasy VII the same way again. And of course, this is not going to be nearly as big of a departure. But still.
Oh yeah, Zachary Pridge.
I'll go next.
Okay.
All right. So I am going to predict that Nintendo is going to do a surprise direct.
Wow.
Around this time.
I'm here for this.
And I believe they are going to slot Bayonetta 3. I'm going to be weirdly optimistic in a way that's totally impossible. An October release date.
Wow.
Bayonetta would be a good Halloween game.
Because I think they have,
copies this time.
They have fight because they have Fire Emblem. They have Fire Emblem in June.
Yeah.
Along with Mario Strikers. They have Xenoblade in July, Splatoon in September, and Pokemon in November. I think they're gonna try and slip Bayonetta into October if it's possible.
Ooh, Pridge. That's a good fucking prediction.
December, obviously December is the other month and is more reasonable because it gives them more time. But I mean, yeah, the other option is early December before holiday season. But again, you try not to run too close to the actual holidays. You want to get a game out for holiday season.
Yeah.
I'm going to be weirdly optimistic and say they're going to try and slot it October.
Pridge, I think.
Pridge, I was fully against you. And then you just listed all those release dates. And I said, fuck.
Because everyone's been talking about how Nintendo has like one big release for like most of the remaining months, except for October and December. Yeah. So I think if they want to try and keep that up in October's.
Ever Entropy in the chat. Nah, dog. That's coming 2023. Well, they pretty much already said that.
It was October. They've already said it's 2023. I'm sorry.
Sorry to get you down there. But not Pridge. Yeah. I think you might be right. I didn't think of it at all, but I think you might be right. Especially,
I think it's very wishful thinking.
Pridge, because they moved. No. They moved Xenoblade 3, and they moved it up.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm thinking, right? Like, it feels like they have something ready. And again, we did see gameplay, so like, we know there's something. We know it's, you know, we're past just, you know, cinematics and stuff.
Yeah.
I think you're right, Pridge.
Yeah.
I legitimately think you're correct, Rich. That's pretty good. I legitimately think you're correct. I don't know that the direct will be in June time, but like, I think
I might not be.
I think between now and October, though, I could totally, like, there will be a direct between there.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Yeah. There'll definitely be one before then, but yeah.
Plenty of time for them to be like, yo, here's our October game. And it's Bayo 3, baby.
Yeah, Beck shouts out, we're going to get Link's crossbow training too. Yeah, it's really good.
Thank God.
What if we did, though? Like,
what would even be the fucking point?
People would burn down Nintendo is what would happen.
It would almost be seen as insulting.
Not almost.
2023, but I got you something better.
I do. Can I make a quick bouncing off of that thing?
Absolutely.
It doesn't count as my main one.
Yeah, go for it.
And if this was somebody's, then you can claim it. But we will get an announcement of either or both Wind Waker and Twilight Princess re-releases on Switch.
Oh.
I didn't write that down, but I don't think you're wrong.
It's been rumored for a long time, and of course that means fucking nothing because Nintendo does what Nintendo want. But like,
no, still, it makes sense.
It's still technically what Zelda's 30th anniversary this 35th? Year or 35th, whatever. And like, obviously, Breath of the Wild's not happening. So. And we've been led to believe that they've been working on this for at least a little bit. I mean, hey, they turned the Mario collection around in like 6 months, I think was what the report was, which is also why it was a bad port. But yeah. Who's to say they can't do that with Nintendo with Zelda again?
Yeah, my interpretation of the rumors was that they intended on bundling them with Skyward Sword.
Mm.
But Skyward Sword took longer than they thought. so to get like the motion controls especially correct, and like
it's a damn shame they spent the time remaking that game.
Yeah, I'm actually really confused why that came out a remake before Twilight Princess.
Because they think people were like, oh, it came at the end of the Wii. It was on the Wii U.
But it was on the fucking Wii U.
Yeah.
So Twilight Princess got a Wii U re-release?
Virtual console for Wii U, yeah.
Oh, that doesn't fucking count. Fuck that.
That's yeah, it wasn't like a full HD remaster like they did with
Wind Waker,
yeah.
I think.
Wind Waker, yeah.
No,
but I think they're going to port Wind Waker, and I think you're right. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but I think it is a matter of time, basically, before those arrive.
I fucking hope so, dude. I fucking hope
so. I never played Wind Waker, so I want to
replay Twilight Princess.
I would be too. I was the one that said it shouldn't be in top tier, and I was the only one that said it shouldn't be in top tier in the Zelda tier list. And I want to see if I'm crazy or not.
Oh, I want to see you be wrong. So yeah, I hope they release it.
That's fine. Hey, that's fine. I want to be proven wrong. Like if this game is better than I remember it, then I'm happy. So
that's fair. That is fair.
But my real prediction, because
it's Link's crossbow training too.
I wish, dude. Because Pridge got kind of spicy with that. I want to get kind of spicy.
Yeah, I guess spicy.
At the Keeleys, at Summer Game Fest, we know that he has a good connection with FromSoft.
Oh, Zach, are you going to say what I think you're going to say, baby?
The screen goes black. We hear.
Yes!
Armored Core.
Oh!
Hell
yeah!
Not gonna lie, that was gonna be my next prediction. That was my next prediction.
It's Corbin time.
Oh, you ruined it right there. You fucking ruined it.
Oh well, you know what? I'm sorry.
You ruined it. I think if anything, it's gonna be like
he walks out wearing a Michael Kors jacket. It's Corbin time.
I was gonna say if it's anything instead of it's gonna be like a radio thing, like Come In Raven or something like that. But
oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, but
God, I really hope so, man.
I mean, here's the thing. I want to say something else because it might be somebody else's prediction, but I think we're 100% gonna get some From Software announcement at Summer Games Fest.
Yeah, there's a lot of
almost certainly some Elden Ring DLC or something like.
Yeah, I was gonna say the other option is Elden Ring DLC, which
that's the safer prediction.
Yes, even exactly. Only, I was even, like, even I'm gonna get spicy. Let's go on right. Core. But yeah, the easy, almost guaranteed prediction is Elden Ring DLC. I have a suspicion that because the game world is so fucking big, they're gonna take a little bit more time on that DLC.
That's fair.
And I feel like I could be crazy wrong. I feel like most FromSoft like Souls-esque games have taken over a year to get their DLC. It doesn't matter that they could just announce, "Hey, we're doing DLC at this," and that would still make a huge splash.
I don't know how to do that though. I feel like FromSoftware is not known to do those types of things.
I can't remember at this point.
But man,
I'm making the spicy prediction. Armored Core 17, whatever we're on, Land Before Time.
It's six.
And
I want to say it's six.
Corbin time.
Man.
Stop saying that.
Listen, I don't know right now yet whether I will be able to make that live react stream or not, but I will lose my shit if Armored Core is
dude, we're gonna go crazy.
I mean, hold on. Now do we feel if it's not here, it's definitely Game Awards?
I don't know if it's the problem is I don't know if it's this year or not. Like I don't know if it's ready enough.
I actually think it is.
I think
we're going to hear something this year. So
I think it will be at a Keeley event, whether that is this year or not.
I think if there's a date on it, it's next spring.
Really? That's
Elden Ring
soon?
Is too fucking hot. I think Elden Ring's too
I guess Sekiro
hot.
Came 2020 and or 2019. Sorry, Sekiro's 2019.
Yeah,
I guess they could.
Elden Ring's still too hot. They got to give it more time to breathe, more time to hit 50 million sales.
Yeah, I want it to be true. I feel like it's probably Game Awards if they do it though.
Yeah,
like I had it on my list mainly because I want it, not because I think it's real.
Yeah, again, I feel Game Awards is actually a pretty decent guess for it, but yeah, I would absolutely obviously love it for it to be.
Here's my counterpoint to that is both Elden Ring and, well, no, I guess just Elden Ring was revealed at Game Awards.
Yeah,
this is Keighley trying to take over the middle of the year too, and I don't know.
I just feel like it's not. Like I feel like it's too soon. Maybe I feel from like we've maybe from about Soft this
has game for 13 years at
no,
this point.
Like, No. I think we heard. I think it was last year. Maybe it was the year before. We saw some like user survey type things with like Armored Core in there from Software that leaked. But we haven't heard much apart from that. And I want to say Miyazaki tweeting something that was vaguely Armored Core once. So like it's one of those things where I'd be surprised if it were here. Hype as fuck. I would be very hype as fuck and surprised if it were here. I would be less surprised but equally hype if it were Game Awards.
I think almost every single member of Save the Day team wants Armored Core. So.
I want it so bad.
Look, dude, you're a fool if you don't want to pilot a giant robot in the game.
That you can customize every single part of.
It's just an automatically appealing concept.
Man, especially since I played Daemon X Machina last year or two, and that game was not good.
Yeah. Well, there just hasn't been. I mean, I lamented about this in the fucking Chrome Hounds video, but there just isn't any video game where you customize every single part of the mech and it's good.
Yeah, I mean, the newest Mech Warrior was decent, apparently. But
I did hear that. Yeah,
it wasn't great, but it was decent.
Yeah.
But we absolutely need a new Armored Core.
All right, David, drop another one.
You know, I'm going to do a few medium spice Xbox predictions.
Okay.
So number one, Forza Motorsports this year. They reveal it. Yeah, that's not a big one. They already revealed they're working on it. I just think it's coming this year. They give a date. That's why it's not my full prediction, because that shit's boring as fuck. Number two, Everwild is back.
No, you're fucking crazy, dude.
Everwild's back, and they do a gameplay reveal this year.
You're fucking crazy. There is zero chance.
Been gone for at least 2 years.
I will eat a shoe. That's the rare game?
Yeah.
I will eat a shoe if that game shows up.
I don't even know what that is.
Halucha?
Exactly, Prish.
Halucha, please clip that when they reveal this.
I'll eat a fucking shoe on
Zach
stream.
Zach has to eat a fucking shoe on stream. Is the shoe made of cake? Maybe. I don't know.
That's, you know what, if that's allowed, I'll maybe use that loophole, but no, that game is not, it's gone, it's done,
it's not gone. They just said they needed to take another look at it, so it went from like them being like, hey, we're ramping up, David, to
you know
gone
what game they
to
also
back.
Said that about fucking Metroid Prime 4. Where the fuck is
that's
that
Nintendo
David?
No, and Nintendo said, hey, we're remaking this game
what
from the fucking
Young
ground
Good
up.
What about Young, Good and Evil 2, David? What about Listen, Prince of Persia, David? Like, they're fucking gone.
We
they're
don't,
vaporware.
We don't talk. No. Everyone's real. It's still real. And then the other medium spice one that I'm lumping in, because I still don't think that's that big of a prediction. I think we see Compulsion Games' new game this year during their presentation. Compulsion Those are the people games. Who made We Happy Few.
Oh,
that game existed.
It existed. Yeah, it, sure it was it like sure it was one of those games where in previews shit looked cool, and then it released, yeah. And everyone's like, "Man, this is a miss." I think we see what their next game is. It's been like 4 years since they released We Happy Few, so I think it's time to show what they're working on.
That's true. I forgot about them because We Happy Few did not move the needle.
I think it shows up this year, and. I like 50-50 whether it actually just like releases this year or not too. I'm 50-50 on. Because Xbox, I'm gonna be real, they don't have a whole lot of stuff that could come this
Xbox,
year. So.
Xbox has gotta get their shit together.
They had a good
like
last
out.
Year, good Xbox year. They had Forza, they had Halo, they had Psychonauts, they had big year for Sea of Thieves last year.
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of debatable if they had a great year. They had a good year. I wouldn't call it a great
year.
They
had a solid year.
So far, it's not looking great for them for the
second
half of the year.
Like, it doesn't look great for them, so I feel like they got to bring
something here to summer, summer Game Fest season.
Indies or third parties that they can be like, yo, we're going to make it look like you are our game for the rest of this year.
I mean, hey, that's what they did with Tunic earlier this year, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that's enough. I have more written down for Xbox, but I think that'll be too much to go further.
I think you're fucking crazy with Everwild, but everything else is fine.
What you got, Bridge?
Medium spice prediction is Devolver Cult of the Lamb releases directly right after Devolver's thing.
I want that game. I hope they do.
They're just going to shadow drop a day of.
I hope they do.
That is pretty spicy.
I mean, it's close to being done. We know it's coming this year, and we're seeing, and they've been talking about it constantly on Twitter. So I feel like it's got to be close.
It looks fun. I hope it looks fun.
It's got to be close. So I feel like they're just going to just drop it.
I have a joke prediction. This isn't a real one, but it's related to the Devolver thing. So I'm bringing it up now. So Devolver literally today, a few hours ago, had this like 2 minute segment on YouTube. Please go to their YouTube and look this up. It was fucking great.
So good.
But they revealed that Mecha Suda 51 is hosting their Devolver Direct next week, which is amazing. So my joke prediction is that Suda is going to reveal a game from Swery. That is published by Devolver Digital. I don't think it's real, but I just think that Suda announcing a game made by his friend on the Devolver thing would be funny. So maybe something they would do.
I mean, that would be funny. You're not wrong there.
Side note, this is completely derailing for a quick second. They just put out Card Shark. I've heard so many good things about that game, and I do want to check it out, actually.
Everyone's giving it super high reviews. I wasn't going to wait on it, but it's on sale for a little bit for $17. So I might just grab it on my Switch.
Because the whole game is about, like, it's a little story-driven, but it's also about, like, cheating in cards, like, while playing cards.
It's mostly story-driven.
Yeah. But, like, apparently, like, it genuinely teaches you how to cheat in card games, and you have to do it to win the game.
Does it like teach you card counting or something? Like,
yeah, which is apparently real. Okay, that's rad. I'm like, that sounds kind of cool, actually.
That's pretty rad, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting a ton of good press when it came out over the 2 days it's been out. So I'm actually looking at considering that one.
Sad I didn't pick that up for a fantasy. Because
me too.
Your boy had a different Devolver game called Trek to Yomi.
It's 80 on Open Critic. That's fine.
Yeah, I picked up fucking Trek to Yomi, which is a 72 right now. So that and I played it. That game wasn't good. I was very disappointed.
Ever introduces. I played the trailer and didn't like it, but that's just me. It does actually teach you life skills, though.
Cheating. Life skills.
Quotation marks. I'm curious what that means.
Cheating. It means cheating.
Well.
Also, don't use those in Vegas. They will get you kicked out.
Or worse.
Or worse. You could get
dead. Hey, man, fuck the police. Cheat in Vegas.
Wow. I mean, it's not the police you have to worry about.
Prince is a lawyer. He told you to break the law.
Zach, what you got?
Data endorses cheating in Vegas.
We don't.
You heard it here first, folks.
Well, okay. I shouldn't speak for Save Data. I don't. Get your knees fucking broken, man.
I do. I speak for Save Data, and I'm telling you. Go to Vegas.
My next thing. All right, I'll keep it in the Xbox family then. How about this?
Let's go, baby.
On Xbox/Bethesda's showcase, Machine Games pops up. We get the first reveal of Indiana Jones.
We don't, but I appreciate you going.
No gameplay. This is just cinematics.
Yeah,
but we get to see kind of what they're going for this world. I don't know. Maybe Todd Howard will be there because he really cares about this project, apparently.
Oh, he will absolutely be the one to present the Indiana Jones game. Are you kidding me? He will absolutely present that shit.
We don't get a date. We don't get a date, but they showcase it because... I mean, listen, they're going to show off some more Starfield because they fucking have to. even though it got delayed. They're still going to show some of it. But I think they also show Indiana Jones. Because what else is Machine Games going to show? They don't have the next Wolfenstein game.
I was going to say potentially Wolfenstein 3, but...
I don't think... I think Indiana Jones comes before Wolfenstein 3.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's... I don't think anyone really knows which one they're prioritizing and have more people on.
Fair. That is true. But I think we'll see Indiana Jones first.
I don't disagree that we'll see Indiana Jones first. I don't think it's ready yet, though.
Wait, Snowcats is the new movie is coming out? Oh, next year. I thought you said this year, and I was going to be like, what the fuck? How did I not hear there's a new Indiana Jones movie this year?
Well, that actually, I mean, okay, now I'm starting to see more of this prediction, actually. They do a reveal to hype you up for the movie next year.
I don't think they're connected story wise.
No. But it would still be a good thing to like say, yeah. Hey, these are both coming out in 2023.
Yeah. I think if we do get a window, it's just the year 2023.
Yeah, that's fair. You know what? I'm gonna keep it in the Xbox families. I'm gonna keep it there.
Okay.
I think we see gameplay from Avowed, the Obsidian project.
That was one of mine.
You guys keep naming things I don't know.
It was Avowed that Elder Scrolls looking ass Skyrim game that got revealed like a couple years ago.
Oh, and I stopped caring instantly.
Dead.
I mean, that's fair. I understand. I don't agree, but I understand. It's Obsidian, right? Yeah.
Which is why I'm interested.
So they have at least three projects right now. They have Avowed, Grounded, which I don't think is out of early access yet. I could be wrong.
They're still working on Grounded?
It's just a really small team, so
they could still be working. Well, small game, right?
True.
Hey.
Good joke.
Yeah, they shrunk down the team so they can better understand what it's like to make a game.
But it makes code the devs.
But it makes coding really hard because you have to like jump across the keyboard to type anything. So it just makes development nightmarish. But you're gonna really feel what it's like to be small when you play that game. Oh
god, coding if you're like that small. God, that was fun. So they got grounded.
They all have to work together and they take some quads of the keyboard. They all work together to type things.
They have Grounded, which they're still working on. They have Avowed, which they revealed in 2020. And they have
Outer Worlds 2,
which they revealed last year. And supposedly, according to Jeff Grubb, they have another project that isn't either like any of those three they're also working on. I feel like it would be not a good idea to reveal that fourth project, so I think they're gonna reveal Avowed at this point, like what it actually is beyond like a CG trailer, so a little bit of gameplay. So I think that's happening. And to tie in some really a really low spice thing into this one, I think we get a date for State of Decay 3, which got revealed a couple years ago, and it's like 5 years into development. So,
are they expecting to get their money back on that game?
The Undead Labs team, not big. They're pretty small.
Yeah.
So wouldn't we? I think we get a date for that. And, do I make this part of my? How spicy you want me to be?
I mean, get a little bit spicy.
As spicy as you want to be.
I think the next Yakuza game is revealed at the Xbox stage.
Ooh. That is spicy.
Yakuza Like a Dragon in the US, Xbox exclusive for a short period of time.
Yeah. I agree with that 100%.
And they put like all the Xbox game, all the Yakuza games on Game Pass briefly. I don't know if they're still on there, but they were on Game Pass for a while.
I think all of them are now still.
Yeah, I just wasn't sure if they are right now. I know they were for a good amount of time. So
yeah.
I think Xbox still trying to, you know, bring those JRPGs in. I think the Year of the Dragon sequel could come. It released in early 2020, I think, for in Japan, I want to say.
Mm.
Let me fact check myself.
Also, Mana Manta Ray says, this sounds funny to do, so take away a point. I assume it's
Yeah, so Like a Dragon released early 2020. And we're going to be like mid-2022. And they're usually pretty quick on turning around the Yakuza games that use the previous engine, which I think they will for this one, because they have the turn-based thing.
Now, counterpoint, series director left.
True. I think you're right that is going to impact them, which is why I don't think that it's already out. Because they're really fucking quick on turning around the games that are like close together on technology. They're pretty fucking fast.
Man of Mansur says that was a jerk move. You can have the point back.
So I think I looked this up because I was like trying to come up with predictions, and this one sounded insane when I first thought about it. And then I look. So Yakuza and Yakuza 2, 1 year apart. Yakuza 3 and Yakuza 4, 1 year apart. Yakuza 0 and Kiwami, a year apart. Yakuza 6 and Kiwami 2, a year apart.
What?
Actually, let me rephrase that a bit. Yakuza 0, Kiwami 6, and Kiwami 2 came out within a two-year period.
Well, now some of those are remakes.
But like ground-up remakes, not like
ports. They were ground-up? Okay.
Yeah, ground-up remakes. So I think they have enough juice to get... I don't think it's coming this year. Let me perfectly phrase that. But I think it's going to be next year, and they're going to announce it at the Xbox conference, because in the past they have released them in, you know, Japan first and then the US. I think they're just going to go straight dual worldwide release for this.
Yeah, it's worldwide at this point. The franchise is popular enough in the West. They can do that
worldwide. They talk about it at the Xbox conference.
Fuck, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I could see them taking a break.
I could, but I also don't think they will.
Yeah. I mean, what else does Sega have to look forward to? Fucking Sonic Frontiers?
Oh, that game does not look good.
Yo, I genuinely was like, oh, this will be fine. And then I watched the combat trailer today and was like, oh, this looks fucking bad.
Look, I'm just very much hoping that it's nowhere near being done.
They have to delay it. They cannot release this.
They're showing gameplay through IGN in fucking June. That game's coming out this year, hell or high water.
Yeah.
Please don't delay it. I'm begging you.
do not do it.
All right, my turn.
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
This might get me canned, so I'm just gonna come out and say it.
Uh oh.
We hear about Hollow Knight Silk Song.
Oh.
Where?
I don't know.
See my thing. I think
Keely just says it. It's like, hey guys, by the way, Hollow Knight Silk Song.
Well, welcome to Summer Games Fest. I'm Jeff Keely, Hollow Knight Silk Song. Tonight we're going to start with special musical guest, Cher. Yeah, she's back. I don't know.
I love the idea that he just says the word, not even like a year. Like, it could be 2024 and he just says the words.
Silk Song, before 2030. That's all you get. That's all you get.
I want that for so many people, but at this point, like, you could tell, like, Nintendo could announce that it's coming out tomorrow, and I don't know that I would believe it.
Like, has someone checked on Team Cherry recently? Like, are we sure they're alive?
Probably.
Like, that's the most funny. Are we sure they're alive?
They're actually the Lolly Lulelo. All the members have been dead for 7 years.
Hey, man, spoiler.
Okay, checking Team Cherry's Twitter. Yeah, when did they last?
Metal Gear Solid 2. I'm terribly sorry if you haven't played that game already.
They don't reveal that in 2, do they?
When did Team Cherry
the
last?
The very end of 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hallelujah.
Team Cherry does not tweet anything.
Yeah, I know. I'm concerned they're dead. We need to actually be legitimately current that they might be deceased.
Their pinned tweet is a blog post from December of 2019.
What was that their most recent tweet, though?
Their most recent tweet was a retweet of Hollow Knight merch from Fangamer in November of last year.
That scans.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
that's my prediction. It's revealed that everyone on Team Cherry's dead.
To the members of the family of the employees of Team Cherry, we are terribly sorry.
We're terribly. And I, Jeff Keighley, have chosen now to announce to you all
that your family has been dead for half a year. Jesus God.
I didn't realize they had such a dead social media presence. Not that they need one, but like,
I mean, again, I'm sure from their perspective, they probably don't have a social media manager. It's just the team. And if they post anything, they're going to get a billion tweets of like, where the fuck is Silk Song?
I'm relatively sure Team Cherry is, again, like two or three people.
Not many, yeah.
But still, damn, that's a very small group. That don't make me feel good. to tie into that, my prediction is if we get that renouncement, it's at a Nintendo thing. If we don't see this Achilles thing, and Nintendo doesn't do a thing, we're not hearing about this game. I think they're going to partner that announcement with Nintendo because that game sold a bagillion copies.
Yeah, I mean, the Switch is its best home, so I mean, it makes the most sense to partner with Nintendo.
It was out a year on Steam before it was ported to Switch, and it did okay.
Right, then it got to Switch, and everyone's like, "Hey, guy, hey everyone, this game about kicks ass.
Let's buy a few million copies of this game."
Why did no one tell us about this?
Exactly. My real prediction. Oof.
Hit us with it.
I'm so conflicted. Because again, I was the hardcore person to say that we would 1,000,000,000% see God of War.
I knew exactly what you were conflicted on.
And I don't want to believe that they'll show this at Keighley. I think the only trailers we're gonna get at Keighley's thing are the trailers that we've already seen.
From PlayStation.
But take it to the bank. Before either this month or 2 weeks into July is over, we will see trailer with release date for both God of War and The Last of Us Remake. Both are coming this year.
I love that you think that, but no.
What, you think I'm crazy?
I think we ain't got a word on the Last of Us.
You don't think we get Last of Us this year?
I don't.
Everybody's saying it's going to happen.
I don't agree.
Okay.
I don't agree with everyone.
Now, like, why would they release it before the TV show?
Because they're gonna get a double sales bump. When the Witcher TV show came out 3 years after the Witcher 3,
sold
double the copies.
Yeah, but like, you could also just wait, like, actually finish it, have time to do it, and release it before, like, a little before the TV show.
Hey, listen.
And sell the exact same number of copies.
I'm very aware that Naughty Dog is totally down to delay a game, have it come out good.
Last of Us Factions, where is it?
We're not hearing about
Factions
that.
Factions 2.
But I'll be fine with that. I think God of War is their November game. I think Last of Us Remake is their December game.
I agree on God of War. I think it's coming. I think it's at the Keighley's, honestly.
I want to believe it's at the Keighley's. Here's the thing. If they get either of those announcements at the Keighley thing, in addition to the many other things that Jeff is going to have there, it's going to be a fucking banger show. It's going to be paced poorly because of some bad ads that they're going to have to throw in there. But it's going to be a fucking banger show.
Here's the thing. God of War 2018 has a PC release. Sold like 1,000,000 copies on top of their normal.
Yeah.
I think they show it at the Keighley's. On
PlayStation Plus right now.
I think they show it at the Keighley's to bring over people that have played it on PC. They're like, hey, you want to play the new one? You got to come to PlayStation.
Yeah.
And we're showing at at the Keeley Awards to hit the most amount of people.
Yeah.
Whereas Last's remake, there's no PC version. And it wasn't
really isn't on PC yet. You're not, right.
It's not. And it wasn't in the NVIDIA leak, so I don't think it's coming to PC. So yeah. I don't think it would be at the Keeleys. Whereas God of War, they're like, hey, we played it on PC. We played it on PS4. On PS Plus for free this month, right now. It's coming in November, whatever time frame, 2022. Come play God of War, Ragnarok.
I'm still holding on to Last of Us Remake this year, because if it doesn't come out, I have no chance in our fantasy league.
You have Elden Ring. What do you mean you have no fucking chance in fantasy?
Yeah, I was gonna say, what are you talking about? You have Elden Ring.
Resident Evil 4 just got delayed. That was on my team. And Last of Us Remake Part 2 got delayed. That was on my team. That's two big heavy hitters. I got to pick up some more games.
Right, hey, I lost Breath of the Wild 2 and Final Fantasy 16 this week. I think God of War's
you knew fucking out. Breath of the Wild 2 is not coming out this year.
I didn't know, but I was pretty sure it wasn't coming.
You fucking
man.
Let's do some quick fire ones, because we're almost an hour and a half in.
That's fair. Cover that. I mean, this leaked, but I think we get Midnight Suns. The Marvel game stuff. From Firaxis.
We're definitely getting Midnight Suns.
I do think they removed the card system, though.
Do you have anything to back that up?
Remove one of the major gameplay things they advertise, just scrap it completely.
Yeah, they didn't. One, they didn't advertise it, and two, the previews on the card system were bad. So I think there's a high chance that they did actually scrap it and just go back to XCOM stuff.
Did the leak give a release date?
Yeah, it was like October 6th or something. Yeah.
Okay, then no, they're not gonna have time to have redone the taken out the card system and rebalance.
That was like a year ago that they had that.
That's a lot though.
Yeah, I still think that's a lot of work.
That's a core mechanic.
Yeah, to redo a core mechanic of your game and still hit that release date.
I think they kept all of the abilities and mechanics other than the card piece of it. So they probably switched it to like an energy thing or something.
Kadeve in the chat says, is this just because you hate cards?
It is. It is, yes. I hate cards.
Pridge and I have played, but Pridge right now is playing Floppy Knights, and that's attached to these games with cards combat, and I think it's pretty good.
There's a reason I'm not playing Floppy Knights right now.
Well, yeah,
and it's the card system. And Pridge is about to dunk on the card system. Let's go, Pridge.
I agree with you. Counterpoint. It might be better if it was there. If there wasn't card.
I don't know. I think the card, the way the Midnight Suns thing advertised the card system, I think
they didn't advertise it.
I'm sorry. The way it looked. I mean, the way it looked in the brief bits we saw.
I think they took the year largely to retool the card system. Because it will have been a year.
I agree with you on that. I think they retooled it. I think it's still in the game.
I think it's gone.
Snowcat says, didn't they delay it shortly after the gameplay reveal? I think you're correct. Because
people saw it and played it and were like, this is bad.
But I still agree with Bridge. I think it's way too difficult for them to divorce the card system entirely from the game. I don't know what it looked like. I think there's still
just switch to a resource system. It's almost the same, but remove a bunch of the randomness bullshit. The other one I had was that Sega reveals a fuckload of remakes, which isn't a real prediction, which is why I waited till now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not remakes, sorry, remasters. Rephrase
that. Can you give any examples? A singular example.
No, I just think they remastered a bunch of shit. Because I'm pretty sure...
We're not seeing the Crazy Taxi. We're not seeing the...
You know what? Sure. Crazy Taxi, Skies of Arcadia, Jet Set Radio. They just remaster them.
You're fucking crazy.
They're not doing any work. Let me make that clear. No actual work is happening. They're just remastering.
It's just a re-release is what you're saying.
Re-release. Maybe they made it widescreen. Like...
Okay. I'll give you that one, maybe.
Like they're not doing a ton of tweaks. Maybe update the textures.
Was it yesterday, today? They're releasing a Sega Genesis Classic 2.
Yeah, I did see that.
Fuck?
And that's just a re-release of that, but it has different games or more games.
It's fucking stupid.
Because the original Sega Genesis remake didn't sell super
but
well.
I'm basing this off of Sega had basically said they saw that remasters did well, so they're going to remaster a bunch of their games. And like you can look at they're all Sega games. The Sonic collection that they already announced as a good example of that, where it's not really doing anything different. They're kind of just porting the games they already remastered into a single thing and re-releasing them and delisting the old versions.
They could make more money that way, I guess. That's true.
Yeah, so that was another one of mine. I have some others, but I want to hear what you two
have. If Nintendo does something, which I already predicted they would because of Bayonetta, they're also Shadow Drop Neon White when they do.
Oh, 100%.
We know that's within the next 2 months.
Yep.
It's a summer. They've guaranteed summer 22. They're now officially announcing who's doing all the voicing. We're gonna see it no matter what. But I'm just gonna predict it's gonna be during a Nintendo thing. Because I already predicted that there's gonna be a Nintendo thing. Yep.
I think you're right, Bridge. If it's not like the day of, it'll be within like a couple days.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that Yoshi
again? That game, much like Call of the Lamb, I think Neon White is insanely close to being done.
Old character I used to draw when I was a kid.
Was it supposed to be Yoshi?
It kind of looks like Yoshi. I get where you're coming from. Beck in the chat just said that I've been doodling this whole time, which I hadn't been, but I just drew that character really quick. My slam dunk guarantee prediction is that we see Bloober Team Silent Hills.
Oh, yeah. That's almost been confirmed at this point, so I think you're right.
My other highly predicted thing. We see what Hideo Kojima has been working on.
Is it Two Death, Two Stranding?
It is Two Death, Two Stranding, Tokyo Drift.
I don't think so.
Tokyo Strand.
I think that would have been at the State of Play.
I actually think they'll save that for Game Awards.
Or Game Awards,
yeah. Yeah,
I think it's more likely we see whatever he's been working on with Xbox than we see with
Xbox. That's the alternative, is that he could be there. But we just have no idea what he's been working on with them. And Norman Reedus with his son, Mingus Reedus, revealed.
They did leak Death Stranding 2.
Yeah, which was so fucking wild to me.
Is his son actually named Mingus?
Yeah. Praj, I don't know if you've heard this story before, but me and Wes served him at a restaurant we worked at in New York because Norman Reedus lived down the street. And this boy came in with this girl who was like, I'm just going to say it, way hotter than he was. And
I mean, that's Norman Reedus in a nutshell.
And came behind the bar to tell me, he was like, yo, this dude's name is Mingus Reedus. And I was like, that's such a dumb name. And I was like, what are the odds this is Norman Reedus' son? And I looked it up and I was like, holy fuck, that's Norman Reedus' son. And I said that to the manager, and the manager was like, oh yeah, Norman Reedus lives around the corner from here. And I was like, holy fuck. Yeah,
so would you say that Norman Reedus' son is fucking Mingan?
Son is fucking Mingan. Oh, suck his dad. Holy shit.
So shocking you didn't get to that joke before me.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't even think about it.
God.
Yeah, fucking Mingan, dude.
It's my son, he's fucking Mingan.
Back in the chat says I'm leaving. Beck, this is your heritage.
I'm glad you're going to leave out any notice that one, Beck.
Okay, yeah, I said Silent Hill, Death Stranding 2. I have one more prediction that is like nothing.
Go for it.
Really quick. Liz Real in the chat, first time chat, says, have you guys heard of the Wario Land spiritual successor coming to PC and Switch called Anton Blast?
I feel like someone linked that in our Discord.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know that I've seen a game. Is it called, is the one I'm thinking of called Anton Blast? Can I get a screenshot? Yes, I have seen this.
Yep, this is what we saw. So yep. Good.
I'm extremely hyped for it because we had this extremely buck wild Wario blowout the other week. I probably will play this game at some point on stream just to complain about it. But it looks good.
Oh,
I have to say on that. Final prediction. Xbox is stage. Fable.
We already, it already got teased. You like a CG trailer? Like what?
Well, that one was like a nothing trailer. This one is a something trailer.
This one's a something.
It was basically a title card trailer.
It was just, it was a glorified title card trailer.
That's fair. That's fair.
This gives context to what the game is actually about. I don't think we see gameplay, but it will show something of what the world and the kind of flavor of the game will be. If we see gameplay, it's more of like, is that an engine? I don't know.
I feel like I could see it. If it's not this year, it's next year for sure. Like it's going to be close.
I mean, Fable's definitely not coming out till next year.
No, I mean the trailers.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like at that 50-50 of whether it's like ready enough for that or not.
Yeah.
The only other ones I had were Injustice 3 being teased.
Whew.
Because
I guess
Mortal Kombat 11's been out for a while. It's about time. Yeah. It was on the NVIDIA leak.
Yeah. Yeah, that fucking NVIDIA leak.
So I could see them bring that out. Prior to the PlayStation state of play, I had written Ghost of Tsushima PC, but considering they showed Spider-Man PC at the PlayStation state of play and not Game Awards, I don't think that's happening. Because I would have shown the Spider-Man one at Game Awards and the Ghost of Tsushima one at that state of play. So I don't think that's happening. And then the only other one I had, only other two I had, was Hellblade 2 is shown but not ready until 2023.
That's fair. I can see that.
And then,
I think you're right. That does suck. Because that means Xbox is fucking nothing first party wise.
I feel like they would have talked about Hellblade more if it were coming this year. That's kind of where I'm at. And then the last one I had was also part of the NVIDIA leak was Metal Gear Solid 2 and 3 HD.
Oh.
So I think it's possible that those get shown for PC and PlayStation. Which would be nice, but
I mean, maybe I'd be hyped.
I'd finally actually play Metal Gear Solid 2. So it would be nice.
It was so good. It is honestly, I think, the best packaged Metal Gear game. Take it to bank. Get fucked MGS3. Although MGS3 is one of the best games of all time.
So fucking good. They're all good. Like, listen, Kojima's Death Stranding was fucking horrible, but like the rest of his game.
It's just that MGS2 is the most underrated Metal Gear game, and I think it is at
That's
least.
That's probably true. And I think a lot of that
MGS 2 is the most underrated.
A lot of people hate it because of the marketing leading up to it.
Which at this point we're 20 years past, so get
over it. Yeah, that's what I think though. I don't think anyone cares. I think that's changed so long ago.
I think there's still a lot of people that hate that game for the marketing.
People are over Wind Waker looking cartoony. People are over Raiden being the main character of MGS2. Yeah. Like, at least I fucking hope so.
It needed time, and I think if those people who played it before played it again, they would see it as a good game. But I also understand the marketing being like, Snake's the main character, and then it's like, oh, well, no, not really.
That's so fucking ballsy. Like, can you... Oh!
It is, but it's one of those moves where, like, you're gonna piss people off, but you're also gonna... For like, sure. People are gonna
Absolutely.
Like it, so...
You're gonna piss people off, but, like, goddamn. Yeah. Especially when that actually says something in the context of the game. Like, Raiden is supposed to be a character insert, because he's a fucking loser nerd who only learned his combat skills through playing VR missions, which echoes the player character, or the player playing the first game and being like, I'm this hardcore badass. I'm
playing
solid
the VR
Snake.
Missions.
And then you're not actually fucking Snake in this game. Oh, I could talk for years about Metal Gear Solid 2 and why it's so fucking good.
Hey, you know, maybe in the next year we'll do Metal Gear Solid with an actual bear or something. Metal Bear Solid. I don't know.
Oh, David, don't entice me. I would do that in a heartbeat.
I think
Metal Gear Solid with an actual bear.
I think either I or Goggles would love to play Metal Gear Solid.
Yo, if we can get Nez to do a model of Goggles in the solid suit, I would fucking lose my mind.
It's just Goggles, but instead of the normal goggles, they're night vision goggles. Let's fucking go.
Oh,
let's fucking really go. Good. Nez, call us.
That's really good. Also, happy birthday, Nez.
Happy birthday, Nez.
Also, happy birthday, Nez.
That was it, though. That's all.
We haven't said the I'm assuming no one thinks we're hearing about Final Fantasy Remake Part 2.
No. We got 16 at State of Play. I think that's all we
got. Yeah, yeah. I assumed as much.
Oh, you know, I did have one that I missed. There was also an NVIDIA leak for Final Fantasy IX Remake.
Yeah.
And Tactics Remake and Tactics Ogre Remake. Any of which I could see happening at Akili. I don't know which one, because they were all in the NVIDIA leak, and I have no idea how far along any of them are, but I wouldn't be surprised to see one or two.
I want it to be 9, because 9 was actually the first Final Fantasy that I, well, 3D Final Fantasy that I played, and I actually really like 9. It's not going to get the same love and care that 7 Remake got. So I
think the 9 remake will be an actual remake, not the craziness they did with 7.
You mean like a remaster? Well,
I think it'll be like a ground up remake, because it is phrased that way, but not a remake.
Yeah.
Split into however the fuck many parts 7 is being split into.
Yeah, I mean, I will say Final Fantasy 9 on the PlayStation 1 was 4 fucking discs, so I guarantee they're not doing that. But.
Elsreal, no. I don't think they're going to take Final Fantasy IX and make it realistic instead of Critique. I don't think they'll.
I can see it.
No, I think I would piss off too many people.
I mean, like 9 is only super cartoony in the overworld, where you kind of have the Chibi's art style. I guess, I mean, you have Vivi in there, which is hard to separate from the rest of the characters who some of are very humanoid. I mean, you got fucking Steiner in there, just the knight, just a straight up knight, and Beatrix, who's also just a knight with a fucking eye patch. Vivi.
And Sakuraba Neku in the chat, all of those were all part of the same NVIDIA leak. Every single one of those games, including Chrono Cross, including KH4, all were part of the NVIDIA leak.
Hey, you want to talk about the NVIDIA leak? Here's the final spicy thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Bloodborne.
That wasn't in it.
Was it not?
No. That's the joke, is people think that PlayStation's actually remaking it because it wasn't in the NVIDIA leak.
And that's actually what I'm predicting, is the Bloodborne remake.
Oh, no.
That's why it's on PC. They're re-releasing it for PlayStation 5.
I'm sorry for your loss on that thought.
The Bloodborne remake leak was actually true at the end.
Like, it's what, like, what's your Bloodborne? The last sales data we had was like it sold 1 million copies, which is not great for a PlayStation first party exclusive. Like Death Stranding did better, and Death Stranding is a piece of shit game.
Hey, how many copies did Demon's Souls sell? And they remade that game.
Yeah, I mean, that was at least a PS3 game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, no, I mean, PS4 game.
PS4, which sold better and probably cost more to make.
One of the best home consoles of all time. Hey, for the barely 20 million people that own a PlayStation 5, I bet they would pick up Bloodborne.
You have PS Plus and you have a PS5. It's free in the PS Plus collection. Not that I've played it either, but Bridge did recently.
Elsreal says it's been too long since we've seen a Jack or Sly game. It's going to be longer.
Yeah. I actually played like an hour of Bloodborne today.
Oh, you went back to it after finishing it.
Yeah, I've been occasionally just running through Chalice Dungeons when I have time to play and I just want to play some hack and slashy stuff. I just run through the Chalice Dungeons because they're bosses, and bosses are the fun part.
Agreed.
Folks, it's going to do it for our Summer Game Fest E3 2022.
Final predictions.
Fine, go for it.
Peggle 3.
Metroid Prime 4 Shadow Dropped.
What if they bring Peggle Guy back for Peggle 3?
Yo, I kid you not, there is a new indie game I am dying to play.
Is it Round Guard?
Is it Peggle 3?
Wait, is Round Guard? I actually don't know the name of the game I'm talking about. It's a Peggle RPG.
Yeah, it's probably Round Guard. I think that came out like literally 2 years ago. I don't even think
that's it. It is Round Guard, yeah.
I played it at PAX 2019.
I've heard this game is fucking banger.
It was fine. I mean, I'd never played Peggle before, and then I played that at PAX, and I was like, I don't need to play Peggle, was what it taught me.
Beck says, out here stealing my predictions, Zach. Beck, that's not true. My next prediction is Monkey Island 3. It's showing up.
It was announced.
Beck never predicted that.
It already got announced.
That's my joke. Beck said that in the chat earlier.
That is the end of our predictions, folks, for this Summer Game Fest E3 2022. Thank you for tuning in. I assume some of us will be reacting live. I haven't decided whether I want to take that day off or not, but so I might be there.
It's Thursday at like 11
for me.
Ooh, that's super 11 ironic. For me. That does suck. The carpet's getting replaced in my house, so I literally can't be on.
Well, so some of us, I'm sure, will be reacting to that, whether I am on it or not, to be seen.
I'll be there.
Zach will be there. So tune in June 9th at 11 Pacific. I think that's 2 Eastern. And then we will also be back, I'm sure, for the Xbox One. I will be available for that because that's on a weekend. That'll be on a Sunday. So we'll be here on June 12th for that, reacting live. Anything else we need to plug before then? Stuff going on? Tell the folks about?
Hey, folks. It's Pride Month. Head over to etsy.com/shop/SaveDataTeam. Check out the Save Data Team Pride book. It's 10% off to the end of the month. And happy Pride to everybody.
Happy Pride. Absolutely. And that will be up. You know, we ain't that big of Pride shills. It'll be up afterwards. By that night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sweet. I don't think we have anything else really to plug. Tune in Monday for Pokemon shenanigans, Wednesdays for Ace Attorney shenanigans. I mean, the next Thursday will be Summer Game Fest, so I'm pretty sure we aren't going to record anything after that, like, 2 or 3 hour presentation.
No.
And then Friday will probably be around the monitor where we cover the stuff that was in Summer Game Fest. So.
Yeah, fuck, that's a good point. Oh boy.
Easy on the modern day. Big news day next week, folks. Big news day next week.
I'm supposed to be on vacation today. I'm not supposed to care about this shit right now.
Just go on vacation in your head. Just tune out. It's fine. Just tune out.
Oh, you think I was wearing glasses this whole time?
Folks, thank you for tuning in. We love you. Have a good rest of your weekend, and we will see you next time.